بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان أخوان على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكان عهد ما يأتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والآخر يحترفه، فشكى المحترف أخاه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لعلك ترزق به. Still this hadith that we read yesterday, that there were the two brothers that were in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them should come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn deen, to benefit from the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while the other brother was earning his livelihood. And they were sharing that livelihood, so the brother who was earning complained about his brother who was not earning and just coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, it is all probably, and that probable is sure with regard to Allah Ta'ala, that you are being given rozi because of him. And like that, it was explained that there are many other situations where we might think we are earning our rozi, but it is by the barakat of other people that we are getting our rozi. For example, we get married by the barakat of the wife. It's not that we are feeding her. Allah is giving us more rozi by her barakat. If there are some handicapped children, retarded children, or our normal children who are small, who are not earning, and we are responsible for them, by their barakat, Allah gives us barakat in our rozi. So we should not think that somebody is a burden on us, or if we have got aged parents or any other family member who is now in difficulty and we are looking after them, we should not think that they are a burden, but by their barakat, Allah is giving us rozi and Allah gives us more. Further, with regard to that, there are great lessons for us to learn in this. The hadith teaches us two lessons. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala often grants sustenance because of His mercy for the weak and righteous, and not because of the efforts of the strong and the intelligent. We might be thinking, I'm earning, I work so hard, from the morning to the night I work, or because of my intelligence that I'm earning so much. It isn't that. It is because of the barakat of the other people that Allah Ta'ala is giving us rozi. So we must get our yaqeen correctly that Allah is giving, and Allah Ta'ala looks after His entire creation and makes somebody else the means for the rozi of somebody else. So we must not think we are feeding them really. It's by their barakat we are getting our rozi. So another great lesson that we learn from here, ulama have written that Allah Ta'ala fulfills the needs of students and ulama of religious knowledge because they abandon their own needs for His pleasure. As we see, witness in the whole world, when the students of deen, they don't earn and they devote themselves fully to their studies. And the more a person devotes himself to his studies, the more Allah makes provision for him. In the same way, when a person teaches deen and he doesn't depend on anything else and he makes himself exclusive for deen, then Allah Ta'ala makes means for him from the unseen and Allah provides for him. And in this, there were those instances where a person, for example, was teaching and his money was not enough for him, and he did some side job also, and still the money was not enough. When they approached some great Allah wala and they asked for advice and for dua for barakat, that he's not earning enough, he's doing some other jobs, but that also is not enough for him. This great buzurg Allah wala, who had reality, he said, give up the other jobs. Make only one job, the teaching, and just do concentrate on that. In that, Allah gave lot of barakat. So especially for deen, when the students of deen free themselves just to learn deen, and those who are teaching deen free themselves just to teach deen, and they don't depend on any other sideline, any other income, in that Allah gives a lot of barakah. And it has been seen over and over, people who resort to other income also. The figures will be much more bigger, but at the end of the day, they will find they are short of money. They don't get the tawfiq of making any khairat charity also, and they are always short of money. And all that money goes in useless pursuits, like all fashion, brand names, holidays, lifestyle, all unnecessary things in the house, etc. It all goes in that, and our real earning of akhirat, we don't do. And here also we are always short of money, though the figures, the zeros can add up, and big lot of zeros they can be, but it is only zero at the end. There is nothing but a person gains in that. And the greatest barakat Allah has put in the matters of deen. When a person makes himself exclusive for deen, Allah puts lot of barakat in that person's life. The one barakat is that Allah saves him from unnecessary expenses, like whatever court cases, hospital fees, etc. Allah protects him from that. And more than that, Allah protects him from useless spending in useless pursuits. Huge amounts on holidays a person spends, huge amounts on cosmetics, on all types of dressing, etc., brand names, fashion, etc. All that money just gets wasted in there, and there is nothing that is to a person's credit for the akhirah. Whereas a person, many people who seem to earn small amounts from their teaching, but from there also they are giving charity also. And they are making their balances for akhirat, and they are acquiring their akhirat. So we should have our priorities in order, our yaqeen and tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. Such people should therefore be respected and not criticized. We should understand the reality of matters. Those who are devoted to deen, these are the people that we should respect. And we should not criticize such people. And never should it come in our minds that they are a burden for us. In fact, they are the source of our livelihood, and through them, Allah gives us barakat. When we support the deen of Allah in any and every way, whether it is financially, whether it is physically, whether it is with du'as, whether it is with good advice, etc. When we support the deen of Allah, Allah Ta'ala supports us. This brings us to the end of this chapter of yaqeen and tawakkul. And we should judge and check ourselves, not other people. Check ourselves that we have completed this, and great teachings of the ayats of the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But have I benefited? Each one must think for himself. We must not see whether other people are benefiting, but have I benefited? The speaker himself, the listener himself, whoever is listening, and has this, or are we just sitting for barakat? And we will get that barakat if we are just sitting. But if we are sitting to learn, we will learn. If we are paying attention, our knowledge will increase. But the whole object is that these things must come in our lives. And all the time we should be checking ourselves. That is our yaqeen on Allah growing stronger. And all the time it must be there. Our tawakkul and trust on Allah, has it made any change of it? Or are we still exactly where we were before we started this chapter, and we are still the same? Or has it brought any more that we trust on Allah, we trust on His promises? Or is it still that we are trusting on worldly things, whether it is the money of the world, whether it is the asbab, the precautions of this world, whether we trust those things or whether we trust Allah Ta'ala? We should see if any change has come into us. If not, then it is a cause of great concern. If it has brought change, and the right and correct change, it's a time for making shukr to Allah. And we try to even increase it more. May Allah let us benefit from His deen, and not just that we are sitting, passing a few minutes, and that is the end of it. Just in the one ear and out of the other ear. And we didn't really benefit anything. But that it went in the ear, it's gone in the heart. And we are benefiting from it. That will be good and healthy for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.